When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. And it continues with Dan Graziano, ladies and gentlemen.
The Graziano.
ESPN NFL Insider. Wait, what? Key had a new one for you yesterday. You remember what it was?
I do not.
Is it the Graz?
Dr. Huh? Graz.
Dr. Graz.
Was that yesterday?
Graz dog.
I don't think that was yesterday. I think every day this week has felt the same.
No, the Graz dog.
That's what it is. That could have been Tuesday.
No tie today.
Yeah.
You had a tie on yesterday. Was that yesterday?
A little more serious because
yesterday
it was hot and heavy.
Yesterday I had a tie on.
Yesterday, yeah, that's the difference between the days of the week is you wore a tie on
today
Thursday.
I don't have a tie.
You got it's already down to the third collar. It's like a Chippendales stand. Okay.
There's a lot of commentary on my appearance on this show, on this radio program.
Can you look into the camera and do the eyeglass thing again? Because I think.
Can
there
you look
it is.
Into the
no,
camera?
No, that wasn't.
I can do it again.
Do like,
I can do better. It's like, you know, like you're working right and you're.
Somebody says, Dan.
Did you just unbutton the top button, Dan?
I love the look. It's so good.
Is that your blue steel?
I can't turn left.
Hot news or not news time.
Magnum, Max.
What is
Magnum?
Hot news or not news. You ready, Jeremy?
I wasn't ready until the music dropped. Drop.
Now you're ready.
This is sneaky hot news.
Hot news.
Hot news or not news time. Hot news or not news is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Darius Slay is returning to the Eagles. Graz dog. What?
I'm sorry. You said blue steel. Like, what is this? A center for ants?
He's so hot right now.
So
speaking
hot
of
right
hot
now,
news or not news, is Darius Slay returning to the Eagles so hot right now, Graz?
Hansel is so hot right now.
So hot right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, look, I think the Eagles kind of called his bluff a little bit, right? Like he wanted a deal and they weren't interested. Like, and they're like, all right, we're going to cut you. And then and all of a sudden, well, maybe we don't want to get cut. Yeah, it's great for the Eagles because they've been losing so many guys on the defensive side of the ball. So to be able to keep one, especially one that kind of wasn't going to be a free agent, right, that they weren't anticipating losing, yeah, it's a big deal. They kept Bradbury as well. So that's a part of the defense that looks like it's going to remain solid. Obviously, they have some tinkering to do up front. They want to bring back the safety, Gardner Johnson. So, yeah, it's big for the Eagles to sort of stem the tide of the losses on the defensive side of the ball. Hot news.
Yeah, it's totally hot news. When you think about it, like Dan just said, you bring it back Bradbury, Slay, they get back Johnson in the situation. They don't have a lot to overhaul in terms of the secondary. It's good. It's hot news for sure because they actually thought, okay, well, you can go on about your business. But it's funny how it all works because a lot of the secondary guys, defensive backs, thought that the free agent market was going to be crazy, but it really isn't for the defensive backs.
Mm. It's not.
I mean, look, whenever you return pieces to a team that had a chance to win a Super Bowl, I mean, you go for it. Right?
I love the commentary on Twitter. It was like everyone – people were noticing that the Eagles fans originally were like, that's right, see you later, good riddance. And then it was like, we got Slay back.
I say, like, on Twitter, like, it's not always the same people, right?
That's right. Like, Twitter is not it's not one guy. Yeah. Marcus Mariota is signing a one-year deal with the Eagles to back up Jalen Hurts. Hot news or not news, Dan Graziano.
All Eagles edition of hot news or not news. I don't know. Yeah, it's like warm news, right? Like it's like it's not hot because it's not super exciting. It's not news because the Eagles do invest in the backup quarterback position. They are the franchise that sets the example for all time of how important it is to invest in the backup quarterback position. And we'll see if maybe Mariota could. I mean, this is kind of it for him, right? Like if he doesn't revive his career as a backup in Philadelphia, it's kind of.
Yeah, I think the reviving part of it is over.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's hot news, Dan, because they lose.
News.
Yeah, because they lose Gardner Minshew in free agency. He gets a little more chippers. And then you bring in a guy who has a similar skill set as Jalen Hurts. They can do some of the same sort of run, play action, RPO game. They don't have to make a major change like they would have with Gardner Minshew if Minshew ever had to replace Jalen Hurts for one or two games or so. But it's fine. I mean, you know, he is what he is.
If Jalen Hurts got hurt for four games in the middle of the regular season, how many games do you think Marcus Mariota could win you at this stage of his career, Dan?
With the way the rest of that team is set up, he could get you to 2-2. I would think. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is, Jay. Like, right? Like Minshew, it didn't look good with Minshew last year.
Yeah, they're not trying to go four games.
Exactly.
Though.
But if Mariota, but I think 2 to 3 games, Mariota could hold it down. Yeah.
Feel like your backup quarterback, what you want is someone that like won't just like fall apart because of how big the moment is. Marcus Mariota has been a starter in the NFL. Yeah. Like that's not going to, he might not play well because he might not just be that good, but he won't be, it won't be.
If the Mariota from last year shows up, then it's 2-1 in over 3 games with that roster. Zeke Elliott released by the Cowboys. Yeah. Hot news or not news, Dan Graziano?
I mean, unfortunately, it's not news. We saw it coming, right? With the salary, the way the contract was set up, the way he had kind of slipped in terms of production relative to Tony Pollard. I'm fascinated. I think it'll be hot news to see what happens with him, right? Like, where does he land? What kind of role does he get? Because running back right now, man, it is all supply and no demand. Like, these guys are not going to get paid. Zeke's days of getting paid big are over. I'm interested to see what the rest of his career looks like.
Yeah, and not news. And most times when guys are in this stage of their career like this, and you know it, Dan, the money has dried up for them. I mean, you're really just trying to find a team you could play with for a couple years, make a few bucks, maybe win a championship, and that's pretty much it. And the interesting thing about this, though, with Zeke Elliott is it feels like he had a really bad year last year.
Yeah, he did.
But he really did not. Yeah. He really played well last year at times. He had 12 touchdowns. He had about 900 yards on the ground, and he split time with Tony Pollard, I think because of the money in the contract that was given to him on the back end of that contract. He wasn't rushing for 1,500 yards, 1,400 yards. In 2021, he rushed for over 1,000 yards. So, and he had about 900 last year. I wouldn't be shocked if the Cowboys tried to re-sign him back for a lesser amount.
I wouldn't either. And, you know, Key, like the other thing, like he'll appeal to coaches because he's still a pretty good run blocking or pass blocking, pass protecting third down guy, and he's willing to do that.
I mean, going back to Dallas sounds fine. I mean, why not go to the Chargers? I mean, Kellen Moore is already there. Austin Eckler has that situation where he doesn't want to be on the team. And there's familiarity. Why not go there?
There's all kinds of places he could go and be part of a backfield. Yeah. I think his days of being like the backfield are over.
This happens so fast for a running back.
It sure does.
It's not hot news because it's not news. Everyone knew it was coming.
Yeah.
That's what happens to running backs. That's why you can actually draft them up high. The mistake the Dallas Cowboys made was paying him. They already got the production when they paid him, right?
Yeah, he still was productive.
Yeah, but
after
not to the tune of the contract, Key. The fact is, I know it's not fair to running backs. The fact of the matter is, the contract never works out for running backs.
Yeah, but when his guaranteed money was in place, he was very productive for the guaranteed money.
For that, you franchise him. You franchise him again, you're done.
Let's go back to Saquon Barkley. It's like,
Yeah, I hate to say it. There should be a separate way to pay running backs that doesn't count against your cap or something. I don't. Anyway, Robert Tonyan and Deontay Foreman. I wanted to say Freeman. Agree to a 1-year deal with the Bears. Hot news or not news?
I don't know. It's hot news. Bears are stocking up around Justin Fields. They need more pieces around him. So these are a couple guys that have been productive in the league, and I don't know. We've had hotter news than some of these hot news items. Is it actually like a sneaky slow week in the NFL?
Yeah,
like
this is news, but maybe it's not hot. Yeah. The other one wasn't even news.
It's not a sexy free agent period. Dan.
No, it's definitely
this
not.
This year was really, as you would say, lukewarm.
Yeah,
I thought this was hot news. I'm surprised he's not going to be.
Jay's
a Jet.
Into it.
I thought he was going to be a Jet. I thought Aaron Rodgers is taking all of his guys to the Jets.
Tonyan? Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it tells you what Aaron thinks. No.
He wasn't on the list, was he? I don't remember Tonyan on the list.
My good friend Ryan Poles did an amazing job at getting this taken care of and getting it done.
Did you discuss this when you last spoke?
We talked about it a little bit, and we figured we would revisit it another time.
I love how Key has rewritten history.
Whatever you want to say about Ryan, he can't say he's not working. That's for sure.
That's true. He's working.
He's putting in the time.
Well, you know, we always got to do a little bit more, Dan, you know?
That's true.
The Giants, twice as hard, the Giants re-signed Darius Slayton and signed Paris Campbell, the wide receiver. Hot news or not news, Dan Graziano?
It's the same thing, right? It's like hot news, but it's like Darius Slayton and Paris Campbell. Like, I mean, you know, they didn't sign, you know, like Keyshawn Johnson and Michael Irvin. It's news. Like, the Giants need pass catchers, but this is kind of what's out there right now. It's not a super exciting.
I think it's going to be some movement, Danny. You would know this more so than me because you know, your phones are hot. You got the burner in your normal phone. Come draft time, don't you think there's going to be some movement with the receiver position? Draft time and trades and stuff like that?
Oh, some veteran receivers on the move? Yeah. I think DeAndre Hopkins is absolutely out there. I mean, there was a time when we would have thought your guy Michael Thomas was, but it sounds like he's staying put now.
Yeah, he took care of business and got his deal.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested to see, like, what happens with those extension-eligible guys that maybe aren't getting, does T. Higgins make an issue of it in Cincinnati? Do the Colts move on from, who's their receiver? Pittman. Yeah.
Well, Pittman just got there.
I'm saying, but he's through year three. These guys are looking for extensions, right? A.J. Yeah. Brown last year, right, through year three. So, yeah.
What happens to Keenan Allen, even though the Chargers said they're going to keep him?
Listen, for a Giants fan, I'm a Giants fan, it's hot news. That's right, Paris Campbell, because what it reflects about the Giants and Joe Shane is they're smart. They're running things the right way. Campbell is a nice little player.
There you go.
He's fast. He can run routes, and he's cheap right now. So they just picked up a guy where as long as he's on the field, they had a needed receiver. They added a nice little piece.
Max. Dude, I'd rather have Paris Campbell for what the Giants paid than Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yes,
for the Patriots.
That's what I'm saying. It's the move of a smart franchise. Yes, you want to down Paris Campbell. Go ahead, Key. I hear it. I hear it in your voice.
Paris Campbell, I'm downing you. For acting as though y'all just hit on a young OBJ or something.
No.
He's a good player at a value pick.
He's
legit fast. Look, and he's a route runner. Those are good things.
There's not a lot of home runs out there on this market. So, it's whoever can string together the most singles, and that's what it looks like.
But Juju makes a lot of sense for New England. Because he's like a tight end.
He's not
even
fast and not explosive, and they don't like those guys.
And Paris Campbell makes a lot of sense for the Giants.
Come on now. They had Jacoby Myers. Yeah. You know what they had in Edelman and all those guys. That's what they like, that package.
Yeah.
That's what they like.
Who is your – thank you, Dan. Who is your most and least favorite current athlete?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Aaron Rodgers is on the Pat McAfee show. His intention is to play for the New York Jets.
The Packers now have the leverage. Everybody is saying, hey, Jets, he wants to be here. We haven't been relevant in forever. Please do whatever it takes to bring Aaron Rodgers here. I'm not saying that the scale is completely tipped over to the Packers side more than ever, but there is slight leverage that the Packers do have now that he's intended to play for the Jets, and he said it publicly.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on the ESPN app. We're okay, presented Jay. By Progressive Insurance.
All right.
Hey,
who's your most
videos out there?
Who's your most and least favorite current athlete? Because per sports poll as of January 2023, Aaron Rodgers is the number two favorite active player in the NFL. The only guy ahead of him is Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, say that again?
He's not of all, like, this is a sport. This is per sports poll. Yes. As of January of this year, the fans' favorite player in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes. Number two is Aaron Rodgers.
Told you that, Jay. People don't feel that way about A-Rod, man. They don't feel hate for him.
Well, I disagree.
Or dislike,
with that.
Better yet.
I don't know the methodology here, but
okay. We're talking about whatever they methodology.
Hold on. Rodgers fell just behind Mahomes with 1.3% of fans naming Rodgers their favorite athlete across all sports. 1.5% Mahomes, but I would say it's a little bit like the Yankees or the Lakers or Duke or any national or the Cowboys. They may be the team with the most fans, but they also have the most haters. So I'll bet you Rodgers got 1.3% of the people saying he's my very favorite, but I'll bet you the other 90-whatever percent are saying, I hate that dude.
Clearly you fall into the other category.
No. No, he's not my favorite. I don't actively dislike
him. What do you think the most hated NFL player is currently? Key?
Dislike?
Yeah, most disliked NFL player right now.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm not even going to sit up here and say that I do know because I don't know. I mean, it most dislike. I'm just trying to think
Watson?
Probably
Deshaun
would be
Watson, Aaron Rodgers?
Probably would be a Deshaun Watson, I would think.
I think it's Aaron. I think it's Aaron because I think Aaron – like, look, I'll never forget, man. Like, I met Aaron one time, and I was blown away about how nice of a guy Aaron is. Like, I truly do like Aaron Rodgers. I think a lot of people –
I've also liked dealing with him, like, when I interview him. He's a nice guy.
He's cool as hell, and he's super smart, and he actually engages in conversation,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's thoughtful.
But it is interesting, though. Like, I think for as much as he does media, for the people that listen to the media that he does in its entirety, they get him. Right? When you watch Pat McAfee, you watch the entire show. But if you're one of these people that you chime into morning shows or you read articles and you see snippets of it, I know people that don't listen to it its entire and they hate him automatically because they take a lot of these things and they skew it towards personal preferences of articles or hot takes. I think a lot of it gets lost in that regard. I do think he is polarizing.
So you think if they ran a poll saying who's your least favorite athlete, he'd also be very high on that. That is the definition of polarizing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might. He certainly may be on the top of that list, but it's just hard for me to see people treat quarterbacks differently. Like the quarterbacks almost no matter what they do can't do anything wrong. They just feel a certain – I don't know what it is. They have hyped the quarterback position up so much as the most important position in all of sports and da-da-da-da. So it's almost like the quarterback can never do any wrong unless he's just really bad. And even the bad ones, they still go, oh, well, you know, give him a break. Here's the problem. They make excuses for him. But I could – I mean, I guess I could see where Aaron Rodgers would be disliked.
I got one for you.
By a lot of people.
I got another one for you too, man.
Kyler Murray, because listen, I think what people react strongly to is guys with a lot of talent whose personality they feel gets in the way, right? So
Russell Wilson,
I think Kyrie is like that, polarizing. I think Rodgers is like that. I think Kyler Murray is like that.
See, I don't think Russell Wilson is. I think Russell Wilson just. There's a handful of people that didn't like the maneuvering by him and his camp and how things went down in Seattle and then in Denver for a short stint there. I don't think – I think Russell Wilson, by large, you know, is well-liked by a majority of the people.
Hmm. You know, I love him as a player, Key, and I love him as a person, but it was the responses I saw to the video. I was like, wow, I didn't know as many people without even
– Which video?
Well, I was going to give it a name on OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., on the plane. It was just one – I was like, well, I didn't know so many people disliked OBJ like that.
I think he's turned to – I feel like once upon a time, he would be way up toward the top of the most disliked list. And even if he's still there, he's also going to be way up toward the like he's had a career redemption, I feel like. I feel like people really love Odell nowadays.
I don't necessarily know that in the eyes of you in people that probably have watched him in New York, based on the way that the New York media characterized him, gave him this sort of feeling as though he was the bad guy. But people that really knew him and know how that goes didn't look at it that way. I still think people on the outside still looks at him.
Yep. No, I think you know what. No, see, I think it's different now, Key.
Even though he won the Super Bowl and he played well for those four games, I still think that people react to him differently, and that's why you saw what you saw on the plane.
Yep. Well,
you can't tell me that people on that plane, including the individuals who was removing him from the plane, didn't know who OBJ was. Can't tell me that.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
A little pollen in the air.
Is it pollen?
I hear what you're saying, Key. I think once upon a time, like in New York, I remember my commentary at the time, this is going back several years ago, was people misunderstand Odell. He plays with a lot of passion. But I also made the point that, oh, you're on this boat in Miami or whatever. You know, everything's cool as long as you win.
See what you did, though? Yep. See what you just did?
No. It was in the news, Key. But there was no way to not.
No. But you see what you did.
Huh.
You said, oh, I like him. He misunderstand him. You said that, right?
Yep.
Then you went on to say, oh, but he was on his boat in Miami.
Because it was in the news. We had to comment on.
No, I understand that. But you said, like everybody in the news, but he was on this boat. As if the boat really makes a difference.
No, wait,
going to win or lose.
That misses the point. Wait a minute. This is what comes next. You're on the boat. That's cool. No one cares unless you lose. Because then what people will do, and I said it at the time on First Take, is they will connect dots. Whether or not the dots are there, they will connect them. If you're on the boat with your teammates, right, then you can't be dropping passes in the playoffs. That's the equation in people's minds, whether you like it or not, Key. That's what happened. So when he went out and won the Super Bowl, it took care of that problem.
You think so?
Yes.
Even though he got hurt early in the game?
Yeah, because he was balling out of control in that game. That's all people care about in the end is do you ball yes or no when the chips are on the line?
I think it was a blip for some people as well. Because I do agree with Key. I think there are a lot of people that look at the entirety and they have this – their minds are made up already about what they think.
First impressions are a big thing, yeah. But I think in the end people care about winning.
I dare you ever get on and take a vacation during your off time. I dare you to do that.
If it's in the news, it's all good, but you can't be dropping passes in the playoffs after. That's how it goes, Key.
No, it's not how it goes.
I don't make the rules.
No, you do.
But I must observe them.
You sell the rules, and it's – well, I almost cursed, but
– Who is your least favorite athlete? Keyshawn Johnson. All right, what does it feel like to be a Virginia fan?
I'm sure I've been on a lot of those lists, and I'm still on those lists. And guess what?
It bothers you. You stay awake at night.
He likes me.
What – Yeah. And that's the only thing that matters. What does it feel like to be a Virginia fan this morning? For those of you listening on the radio, Keyshawn pointed toward the Mickey Mouse logo on his T-shirt. What does it feel like this morning after another horrible tournament exit? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Beekman, prayer pass, picked off by Heed. 5 seconds. The Geese, right wing for the win. Yes!
So as soon as I got the ball and I seen a shot attempt that I had, I knew that all I could do at that point was just rise up and shoot it. And I had full belief that it was going in, and it did.
The Furman Paladin shot Virginia and secure their first NCAA tournament win in 49 years.
Sound courtesy of Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Boy. Chris Canty, former boy. Giants defensive end.
Boy.
How many teams you play for altogether?
Boy. 3 teams.
And where'd your Super Bowl ring come from? I just remind
New York Football Giants.
New York Football Giants.
Wait, there it is. Where'd you go to college?
Is this a plot by ESPN's radio network to just needle me?
Yes,
no,
clearly.
No, just asking a simple question.
All tournament long?
Clearly.
I'm wearing my college team here. I was just asking where...
I appreciate you guys, by the way, because Duke was our player tonight. We were laying the 6 against Oral Roberts. And my thought was to make it a can't-lose game. Now, here's my logic, Jay.
Okay.
If I bet Duke laying the 6 to beat Oral Roberts and Oral Roberts pulls off the upset, then I'm happy because misery loves company.
Exactly.
And
you
guys are the team that beat us in the ACC Conference Finals.
Because you guys cheered us out from the game in Charlotte.
Right. Okay, whatever about that. But anyway, so I was just saying to myself, well, I can be right by picking Duke and them being chalk and covering, or I can feel great because Jay's team is now home with my team.
Or you can be wrong twice.
And then they whooped up on them.
We won by 20, and you guys lost.
I mean, listen, good teams win, great teams cover. And that's exactly what happened with you guys last night. Congratulations. Well, but I don't understand why we're leading with the Virginia upset.
Well, first, let me
Arizona, Arizona Princeton upset was a bigger upset.
Yeah, that's Richard right. Princeton, Ivy League. That's the closest that's I come to a rooting interest.
Even on the update coming in from the break, man.
Yeah, but if we have Richard Jefferson on the show, we would talk about Arizona. But we have Chris Canty.
Chris Canty is the co-host of Canty and Carlin. That can be heard 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Furman was in the zone yesterday. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone.
Yes, Jay. So, can I just ask you something?
No.
I want you to lean into this because I got angry for you.
Okay.
So, Kihei Clark, one of the all-time greats for UVA basketball.
He's been playing basketball since I was in school, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I found myself, and I like Kihei a lot. Like, I talk to him, but I found myself saying, yo, man, for a guy who's a senior who's been around the game for as long as you have, the first thing you learn basketball players, you don't run towards the sideline and the baseline and get trapped with 10 seconds left to go in the game and heave the ball over your head. What kind of play? It was like, that's going to be in the One Shining Moment video for sure.
Oh, no doubt.
Like that. No doubt. I don't understand what you're doing.
Especially with a timeout in your back pocket, Jay. Why not call a timeout? I don't understand it. And for a guy that's played in over 100 games at UVA, you would think he would have more poise under the circumstances. But he was bad in that game against Furman. He was awful in the game against you guys. I mean, at some point, you're looking for your best players, your most tenured players, to be a steady, calming force amidst the chaos. And clearly, that was not the case with Kihei. I don't want to heap all of the blame of a loss on one player. But, dog, you got to be better in that situation. I mean, think about it. Slauson from Furman was caught going back to the locker room talking to his coach and said, he just threw us the ball. Like, he was even shocked that it happened and went down like that.
So you're seeing it right now. He catches the ball back. Like, that's where he just holds the ball.
Don't move the ball.
And then he lobs it up. And by the way, like, this goes back to a bigger point about me, which I always got angry about college basketball. Why do people get so sensitive when you criticize collegiate athletes?
Because they're not grown people making
they
money.
They are. He's a grown man.
Yeah, well, in this case.
These guys are 18, 19, 20-year-old grown people.
He might be 27, dog.
He's older than guys who played for the Houston Rockets.
He might have an AARP card.
Yeah, I think that now that's going to change, Jay. Once upon a time, it was different because they're like, these dudes ain't getting paid. But now maybe people feel a little differently about
criticizing. Yeah, the NIL, like, they're not amateurs. Like that word was made up. That's not a word. Guys are even being paid before we had NIL.
It was made up so you can justify not paying people.
Exactly.
Yeah, I still feel a little bit different about it than criticizing professional athletes. On the one hand, you make the choice to go to a high-profile school. You know you're going to be on TV. You're going to get criticized. On the other hand, they're kids.
I want to criticize the producers from Candy and Carlin yesterday afternoon because they felt the need to have Furman head coach Bob Ritchie on the show in the 6 o'clock hour, fresh off the win over Virginia. And I'm just like, why is that necessary?
Well, you know why it's necessary.
Why we got to do that? Like, I have to be professional and actually ask this man questions about how he beat the brakes off my alma mater. Come on, man. How you think I'm going to feel?
Chris, before you came in here, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he was voted the second most –
liked.
He had the second highest percentage of votes as people's favorite athlete. Mahomes was one. Rodgers was two. It was like 1.3% of all respondents across all sports said, he's my favorite athlete.
Oh, it was across all sports?
Yeah. But, no, of course, like, if you also ask who's your least favorite, he probably shows up on that list too, right? When would it be too late for the Rodgers deal to get done? How late do you think is too late?
Oh, I think training camp is the drop-dead date for the New York Jets. I mean, throughout the offseason, I get that you want to build rapport and chemistry with your players, but there are ways to do that outside of the building, outside of the Jets facility in Florham Park. You can get guys together for passing camps and, you know, organize your skill position players, the offense, or even get defensive guys to join in on the party. They can meet in California where Aaron Rodgers lives, and they can put all of that together. They can go through a script with the plays from the New York Jets coaching staff and have their own, you know, OTAs for a matter of speaking. But when you start putting on the pads and teams have to report to training camp and they get going – it's hard to think that a team with championship aspirations wouldn't fall behind if Aaron Rodgers isn't there day one.
Because it's the Packers' interest to keep until June 1st so they can spread out the cap hit for 2 years.
What, is it in their interest, though? I mean, this is Jordan Love's first season as the full-time starter. Don't you want to get some draft capital to be able to put more talent around your young
quarterback and make yourself right? And maybe they want to take the cap hit all at once, and then they're clear next year.
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument for both sides with that thing. But I think it ultimately comes down to the Jets being able to give the Packers the kind of compensation that will be commensurate with a player that has the potential to change the franchise's fortune so much so that they are a true title contender. Guys, they are tied with the Philadelphia Eagles for the fourth shortest odds to win the Super Bowl this year. You don't get to that without Aaron Rodgers coming out on Pat McAfee and saying he wants to run with you in 2023.
We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a few middle-round picks, and let's keep it moving.
No, hell no.
I want you to weigh in on something very quickly, Chris.
I'm going to need a first-round pick. I can't give it to you.
Okay, well, you don't have a quarterback
Chris,
this year.
Now we have
and you're
going
to have $59 million on your book.
That's cool.
Can't get to it now.
Okay, well, that's on you.
Can you please stay for another segment? Because I'm on your side.
Yeah, I got you. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah, you're going to
I'm on your side here. I told these guys yesterday.
I'll give you some middle-round picks,
man. They were all yelling at me like, what are you talking about, Max? Is like nobody has leverage. Like,
no one has any leverage.
I'm like,
everyone has leverage, so no one does.
I'll explain it when we get back.
And I want to know something else from Chris Canty. Can you just drop any old NBA player on a 16 seed college team and they're the national champs? 888-SAY-ESPN. KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. So ooh, Chris Canty is so with us underrated. Right now.
So underrated.
People say that all the time, so though, but underrated. Who's underrating him? One of the net, I mean, the locks.
Yeah, the locks.
Jada. Styles P. I'll tell you what, you kind of bring anyone you want ever to those.
Jada, best you can do is match him. Jada, come on the show. Yeah. Call into the show. I'm texting him.
Chris Canty with us here from Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. So you were saying the Packers have the leverage in this whole thing with Rodgers and the Jets. The
Packers.
This is why I think everyone's got a little.
No, we already know what you think. Tell us,
well,
Chris,
I'm teeing it up for Chris.
No, that's not your tee up.
Yes, it is.
The tee it is. Chris, what do you think?
No. So here it is. They all have a little leverage, therefore no one really has leverage. The Packers can wait, fine, whatever. Rodgers has already said, I want to go to the Jets. If he wants to go to the Jets, no one's going to put a big package of picks together for him to go there if he doesn't want to be there. The Packers aren't going to bring him back into camp. They're not going to pay him $60 million and forego draft compensation just to prove a point. And the Jets need a quarterback, and at this point, it's got to be Rodgers, especially since Joe Douglas and Ozzie Newsome have a relationship. They won't get Lamar Jackson, right? And Rodgers got to go to the Jets because he wants to play. This deal is going to be within a fifth-round draft pick one way or another of a fair market deal.
Man, there's going to be a premium pick involved.
No, I'm saying within a fifth, the amount of leverage one way or another, maybe it's an extra fifth round or something like that, something insignificant. It's basically going to be a fair deal, Chris.
No, I don't see it that way because rule number one in negotiation, the person that's willing to walk away is always going to win.
Okay.
And it's clearly the Green Bay Packers. They can walk away. They got a quarterback. They have a quarterback.
So they're going to pay Rodgers $60 million not to play?
No. See, Max, you're looking at this the wrong way. First of all, the $58 million roster bonus doesn't have to be exercised until week one.
Okay.
Oh, till week one.
All right.
The Green Bay Packers don't have to do anything until week
one.
That's
right. That's their leverage. All right. They have time.
The New York Jets literally do not have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You cannot go through the entirety of training camp without a quarterback. Now, you brought up the Lamar of it all. There's extenuating circumstances with Lamar Jackson because this is not about his talent. The owners are drawing a line when it comes to guaranteed contracts, and they're using him as the poster boy as to why players shouldn't demand that. Mm. Okay, cool. They're going to put him on a shelf. The New York Jets ain't going to be in a hurry to push the nuclear button and go out and get Lamar Jackson.
Agreed.
So where does that leave them with the quarterback?
If I'm the Jets.
You're going into training camp with Zach Wilson as QB1.
If I'm
and
the Jets.
Zach Wilson is virtually unplayable.
No, you're not going to do that. You're going to get
what
Rodgers.
What do you mean?
You're going to get Rodgers. And this is if I'm the Jets.
How are you going to get him?
This is exactly what I do. I get by June 1st. You might want to wait till June 1st. By June 1st, we're going to offer you this package. Past June 1st, we're going to take something away from the package. And you could play chicken if you want.
How do you get less urgency the closer you get to training camp? How does that math work?
Because they know
the best.
Because they know the best deal they're going to get is on this date. If you stick to your guns, Chris, they're not going to pay him $60 million not to do anything.
The best deal that you're going to get is when the team that's acquiring the player becomes more desperate. The Jets literally do not have a quarterback without Aaron Rodgers.
And the Packers literally have to get him off the books before the season starts. They got to get him off the books.
Max, they want draft pick compensation,
and it won't be anyone but the Jets.
Yeah, and that's fine, but it's not about who everybody else in the marketplace clamoring over Aaron Rodgers. It's not about that. It's how much is Aaron Rodgers worth to you, not how much is he worth to the rest of the market.
Second round pick.
No, and some extra stuff.
It ain't going to be the 13th.
No. Let's look at the previous deals for teams.
The Jets are not going to surrender their 13th pick of the draft for Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And one of the reasons that they're not is because I know that you know that I know that you know that he know that we all know that he don't want to be there and you don't want him there. On top of that, he's carrying a $59 million cap hit, okay? We can't operate. If you notice, they can't operate in free agency right now. They can't move a certain way right now. On top of that, they have to go out in April during draft time, and they still got to sign their rookie players. The cap is a part of that. So they've got to free up money to be able to sign their rookie players as well. Then you say, well, Aaron Rodgers' money doesn't hit the books until September. Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. He's on the books right now. right now, today, is eating up cap space. So they can go into June and they can push off $25 million of dead money if they choose to do it that way. Or they can sit tight and try to get high picks for a guy that may play 1 year, 17 games. I'm guaranteed to get Aaron Rodgers for 17 games if I'm the New York Jets. And you want me to give up my 13th pick of the draft?
It's going to happen.
For 17 games?
It is going to happen because of what the player means to the team. This team has the longest playoff drought of anybody in the National Football League.
I understand that.
Hold on, let me finish talking, Key. Of anybody in the National Football League. Did you hear what I just said about them now having the fourth shortest odds to win it all? You get there because of Aaron Rodgers. I need you to give me fair compensation that's commensurate with a player that can change the outlook of your team.
What's fair compensation?
A first-round pick. Think about it. Russell Wilson. The Denver Broncos acquired him, and they gave up multiple first-round picks amongst a bevy of picks and players. Matt Stafford, multiple first-round picks.
That deal,
I'm
though.
Not saying it's going to be multiple first-round picks.
You can have the 2025 first-round pick.
God dog it, Max. Let me finish talking. I'm not saying it's going to be multiple first-round picks. What I'm saying is it's going to be multiple premium picks, including a first-rounder. Now, if you want to frame it around being a conditional pick, that second pick, so be it. And let that be attached to him being on the roster
in 2024. Did you just say multiple premium picks?
Multiple
premium picks. So a first and a second or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. First and a second, first and a third, something like that.
You think they're giving up? So like the 2025
give me a
first
round pick. Give me a first round pick and make it a conditional second round pick based on him being on the roster at the start of the league year in 2024.
If they out negotiate the Jets, maybe.
Absolutely. Maybe. But here's my point. Everybody keeps talking about the cap hit for the Green Bay Packers. Remember, the GM negotiated this contract with Aaron Rodgers being on this team in 2023 in mind. It's not as if they can't negotiate their salary cap and account for Aaron Rodgers being on this team because that was the plan all along.
So you don't want any draft picks for
him? No, you're going to get draft picks. It's just a matter of are they going to come this year or are they going to come next year. But you're going to get draft picks.
Max, if it came down to it, mm-hmm. if you're the Jets, mm-hmm. like I said the other day, this guy tells the world he wants to be there. You got guys like Larry David who are jumping up and down if he's still able to jump. And guys like, nah. You got Greedy, who's everywhere talking about
Larry David,
odds on favor, right? Second team favorites. You wouldn't do it?
Let me tell you why.
You would pass.
No, it's I won't have to pass. I won't have to pass.
Stop thinking that you know everything all the time.
But in this case,
you don't know it, though.
If it came down to it, yes. I'm like, I'm not going to budge.
Of course you will.
Here's my thing. How are you going to win a championship if your quarterback is not reported in a training camp on time because you weren't able to consummate the deal?
How is that going to happen? It's going to happen for what Key said.
It's going to happen before training camp starts.
Packers are not going to forego draft pick compensation and pay $60 million to a guy who's not going to play. Is it going to happen? It's not going to happen. They're going to take what they can get. And the Jets know it's going to have to be something a little painful because they want Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to transition real quickly because we got 30 seconds. Is Anthony Davis going to play tonight?
He better.
Okay.
He better.
All right. Is the play-in tournament, like, is that going to happen? Let you guys miss the play-in tournament by one game. I will lose my mind.
Yeah, I think they've resigned themselves to the fact that they're going to be in a play-in tournament. As long as they're healthy with Bron and AD, they believe that they can
make the
play-in tournament.
Punch your chin.
I understand that.
5 seconds.
Who's your most and least favorite athlete? 888 to ESPN.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.